It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. It's Monday. It's not Kate Middleton Day. We still do not know where she is. Jimmy Failla is here because we have to process what we've all been through emotionally in the last 72 hours. Jim?
First there was Where's Waldo, now there's Where's Cato?
Where the hell is she?
Apparently.
I've been one of those people where I'm like, no, she's fine. Let her be. Mm-hmm. She had surgery. She had abdominal surgery. That's not easy.
Give her a little space here.
Give her some space. Give her some grace. Mm-hmm. And I'm not on the blame Kate camp. I'm really not.
Not at all.
Not on that train, Jim.
No, not at all. I think she's hanging out with the leader of Scientology's wife, is what I was told.
Oh, Miscavige.
Wasn't there a woman that went missing for a while?
Her name's like Sandy Miscavige.
I have no background on that story. I had just heard it and thought the reference applied. I hope this doesn't cost me an Oscar. Great to see you. Happy Monday. Where is Kate? I mean, this is the weird thing. Because there are a couple of overlapping theories, one of which was introduced to me by you. Mm-hmm.
And you're welcome.
But then there was Obama today was at 10 Downing Street. Did you not know this?
No.
Obama was, I was just reading this on Mediaite, was at 10 Downing Street. Now he might have just been in the neighborhood and decided to stop by.
Yeah, I haven't been here in a while.
But when there's all of this like reckless speculation and he's there, I don't know why he'd have to go there to know something about the king. He's not like he's our ambassador to the royals. Mm-mm. But then again, they do have
They probably like him better than the last four presidents. Yeah.
And the royals and him do have kind of that overlapping Netflix relationship where they do nothing and make a lot of money.
Mm, God.
So maybe.
We need Netflix money for doing absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. This is all reckless speculation, to be clear. But I don't know where Kate is.
No. And I've heard a lot of theories today. So people reaching out to me with whom I rarely talk about the royal family. And they're like, okay, I've heard she's been committed. And it's like, well, you can hear anything. But there's no proof. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, supposedly she was out at a farmer's market this week. And everyone's like, look, there she is.
Yeah.
You know, not a lot of photographic evidence.
Listen, the only royals I know are from Kansas City. I'm the worst. I saw her with George Brett,
exactly right.
She was hanging out with Steve Bye Bye Balboni. His nickname is Bye Bye, so maybe she went Bye Bye from the family. She was hanging out with Bye Bye Balboni.
I hope nothing bad has happened to her. I hope no one has hurt her.
You know what I think happened?
I'll be very angry.
You know what I think happened? I think she's in Carson, Nevada.
What's going on in Carson City, Nevada this weekend, Jim?
The K-Train. A woman taking time out from her busy schedule of saving the world.
Very busy.
Is appearing at the Carson Nugget. Yeah. Saturday night is it March the 23rd.
That's right.
At the Carson Nugget, which is
ccnugget.com, your place for tickets. Jim.
Best nugget in all of Carson.
You've performed there.
Yes, it's the best nugget in all of Carson by far. You're going to love it.
Yep.
The showroom is amazing, but most importantly for you, it's Northern Nevada. Northern Nevada likes fun in a way that very few pockets of the country do. And what I mean by that is you physically can't offend them. You know, we joke about how we close our show on clubbing a baby seal to death. Mm-hmm. Like if you had proposed that in Northern Nevada.
Yeah, they'd be like,
there would be a competition over.
Where do we line up?
There would be a competition over whose baby seal we would use to club. They're like, we got one in the trunk. They're just the best fun loving people.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm so mad that I'm not there.
I've spent some time in that part of Nevada.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of time, actually. And I have a couple of really great stories, one about my dad and one about my daughter. And somehow everything ended up okay. They shouldn't have. Like, there will be points in these stories where people are like, oh, my God. And they'll actually worry. Like, they'll want to call CPS.
Can I give you a primer on what you might be getting yourself into? I was on stage there with Lincoln Failla.
Oh, nice.
I'm on the radio there. So I brought Lincoln on as like a special guest to do a Q&A with the audience. A man screamed out that he's from California. And now that he moved to Nevada, what are we going to do to stop Gavin Newsom from sending all of those slurs for gay people to our state? And Lincoln said, "You're asking the wrong guy. Have you seen his shirts? I'm pretty sure he's the reason they're coming." But I mean, my 13-year-old at the time had to disarm that kind of bomb.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying they're all white trash squirrel breasts, because 99.9% of them are not. But they have the comedic sense.
I'm looking
sense
for the 0.1%, Jim, frankly.
They have the comedic.
Those are the people that I want to party with.
But they do have the comedic sensibility of what we came up in.
Great.
This is important. There were two types of people our age when the space shuttle exploded. Okay. Sad. The space shuttle Challenger exploded. Most of the country cried. Mm-hmm. Okay. Some of us ran to the schoolyard and started telling jokes because it was a coping mechanism.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody who frequents the Carson Nugget was in the schoolyard with you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't offend them. And you can't be offended by them because it is a coping mechanism.
You know
what's
really interesting that you say that? And I don't know if I brought this up to you. They recycled those jokes for JFK Jr.
Now, did they ever?
Yeah, they found his head and shoulders on the beach, that kind of thing.
Oh, no!
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Listen. The idea of you being there, it means so much to me.
Well, I have a phenomenal PowerPoint presentation,
okay,
which I'm going to show you in a little bit, because as the producer of An Evening with Kennedy, like, mm-hmm, you've got to, mm-hmm, you know, sign off.
But I don't tell people that. I say I'm the producer of Ghislaine Maxwell, the musical. I don't know. I'm like, Kennedy,
it's
no
way.
Way
more honorable.
What are we talking about here? I got a reputation to uphold. Ghislaine on ice. It's an ice capade. It's great.
That's great. But yeah, there's gonna be a nice hearty Q&A, a meet and greet.
Oh yeah, there is.
I don't even care. Oh, good, my child is calling.
And they're gonna love a good Q&A and a meet and greet in that, because they'll get into it and ask you, like, it's deep. So here's the example. Okay, you know,
do you prefer Aristotle or Plato?
No. Do you know in White Men Can't Jump when Wesley Snipes, in between tax cases, he's filming the movie White Men Can't Jump,
earning more money to keep from the government.
Yeah, and when he says to Woody Harrelson, he's like, white people, you listen to Jimi Hendrix, but you can't hear Jimmy.
Mm.
Okay, like the Northern Nevada audience, they can hear you.
Okay,
so they're going to come at it from an angle that most of our Q&As don't, mm-hmm, and you're going to truly love it.
I can't wait.
Yeah, they're going to get, it's weird questions like, what color socks do you wear? You know, like weird, but it's like, it's just, you'll just, it, there's no reason to
they
care.
They don't have Southern accents, you know that, right?
No, but they do in my mind. Everyone does in my mind. That's my favorite thing in the
Everyone
world.
Everyone sounds like Dega McDowell's dad to you.
Dega McDowell's dad would be the best audience you could ever hope to have.
I agree completely.
Oh, that's amazing.
Gracious wants to go, so I'm going to take people on a journey,
mm-hmm,
and it's going to be through politics, through Fox.
Is that what we're calling human trafficking now?
On TV.
It's a journey.
Get in. We're going on a journey, and you're going to like it.
The fantastic voyage. The Coolio of
this
comedy.
This is not false imprisonment. I had many a wonderful experience with Coolio.
I love that.
Platonic, and he was like an uncle to me.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's funny.
He was absolutely lovely.
I love the Coolio, and I've made this analogy about you in the past. Coolio has this video, Fantastic Voyage, as you know, mm-hmm, where he opens the trunk to the Impala, and people just keep coming out for days and days.
Yep.
People who have no business being together, some who do, some who don't, but it kind of adds up, kind of doesn't. But the point is, everyone's there. I always describe your 4th of July party as the Coolio video for Fantastic Voyage, because you might see an MTV figure, you might see you, yep, you might see a Fox News figure, then you'll see, like, a cashier from Vons, where you just bought a case of bottled water and invited them to come.
Yeah.
You know, you might see a checkout boy from Gelson's who doesn't speak English, but you've taught him to speak in other ways. You know, those are the fantastic voyages we go on when we go to your house. And by the way, everyone needs to know this. I already have my tickets to be in. We haven't even confirmed that
you're going
to be.
You know what's so funny? Like, of course, I'm going to be there. Like,
we just have.
Like, my sister-in-law, we spend months working on the menu.
Uh-huh.
My nephew has taken over most of the menu because he's actually a better cook than anyone in the family, which is saying something because everyone loves to cook.
Oh, yeah.
But my brother is like, is Fela coming? Oh. Are the Felas coming? I'm like, yes.
The Felas will, like, be there.
Yeah, it's
the
like
third
a
and
kid,
the fourth.
Like, is Santa coming? Is Santa coming?
Stop it. Well, listen, I do bring gifts. If you give Jenny a couple of pops, you know, she likes to give back to the community.
She did a hell of a tube top karaoke last year.
You know what? It's weird. It's like, because, like, Lincoln was like, but Dad, we don't own a ping pong table. What's with all the balls in Mommy's purse? We just have to. Don't worry about it, son. The rent don't pay itself.
Why is she called the launcher?
Jenny Fallon.
Bazooka Jenny.
Has there ever been a better sport than Jenny Fallon? You talk about the amount of national TV jokes aimed at a woman.
No, and by the way, like, she loves your sense of humor. She laughs at everything, and she never gets mad at you.
No, and like, you want to know something?
Any lesser of a human would...
Well, I think the word we're looking for is dead on the inside. You know, we're together 20 years. She doesn't feel.
No, she's not.
Nah, she's a good egg, Jenny Fala. But Jenny Fala.
Thank God she brought some height to your family.
I may ship her to Northern Nevada just to watch the spectacle.
Like you've said many times, Lincoln will be a standout star on the WNBA.
Lincoln's going to be, he's going to bring the New York Liberty their first WNBA championship.
That's right.
We've been clamoring for it. I always knew my son would bring a championship to the Garden. I just didn't know he'd be doing it with a tampon in. This is the time we're living in.
Tuck and roll.
I can't.
Well, I'm excited. I'm so excited. Thank you for this opportunity. And it will be my first time headlining something like this. I've given a lot of political speeches to different political groups, like Young Americans for Liberty and Freedom Fest and things like that. Mm-hmm. But this will be a joyous journey of storytelling and sodomy. That's the only thing I can say. Because we...
Oh, so you are letting him into the after party. I wasn't sure if that was open to the public or not. But yes, sodomy and story, yes. So.
Sodomy.
That's it's a Billy Joel song.
Such a lonely word.
Woo! Right there at the Carson Nugget.
CCNugget.com for your tickets. Shows at 6 and 8. And that's this Saturday, March 23rd. And I will see you in Carson City. Jim, thanks for everything.
The best.
If I don't see you again, it just means I'm in a bathtub full of ice somewhere.
It's been a good run.
That's absolutely right.
This has been Kennedy Saves the World, along with Jimmy Fallon.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.